always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to another episode of Yada the King Radio, man. Let's get it in. Barnabas and Amy T is going to be on tonight, and also we're going to talk about revival, man. Let's keep praying that Jesus impacts our city. Let's get into this song right here. Check.
Good. My bills paid, my car work, my house saved, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here. My God's good, my heart beat, I got right, He got me, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here. Why would I leave here? Everything I need here. Even when the world gone, I'ma still be here. I don't need a record deal, I just wanna live. I just want my kid to have to never miss a meal. I just wanna follow Christ to eternal life. Make the darkness in my body an eternal light. So I can be a testimony to my fam. And make my cousins wanna turn their life around. Teach them about the word, yeah, Jesus Christ. My whole hood dying, they in need of life. Show them there's more to life than just selling dope. If you're rich in God's grace, then you're never broke. Teach them by Joseph, betrayed by his brothers. Destined for greatness, but first he had to suffer. Never had money, so I told lies. But now I know I'm good, just as long as my kids good, my bills paid, my car work, my house saved, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here. My God's good,
get inside that Bible, man. It's somebody in there that relates to everybody, man.
Everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here.
Teach 'em by David, better yet Paul, especially to the gangsters, cause he was one of y'all. Yeah, he was the same the way that he used to bang. Till he met Christ, that's when his life changed. Forgiving of all his sin, started living again. Teaching about the Lord, the fishermen of men, women, children, and babies, all in need of a savior. Cause Adam gave in his sin, which gave the world up to Satan. Why would I leave here? Everything I need here. Wanna know the truth, homie? You just gotta read here. I don't wanna slay no more. Then what? Go to jail, probably serve 25. Then what? Go to hell, free my homie Matt Pooh. Praying for your Tahoe. Rest in peace, Big South. Free my cousin J-Bo. Rest in peace, Travis. I'ma make them listen. Could've made a million, but I'd rather make a difference.
My kids good, my bills paid, my car work, my house saved, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here. My God's good, my heart beat, I got Christ, He got me, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here, everything I need here.
You know, that's how life works, no matter. And I mean, it's not always gonna be. Circumstances won't always be the best, though. You know, it's gonna, sometimes it's gonna be like, you know, like, it's gonna be like my kids good, my bills paid, my car work, my house safe, everything,
you know,
I need,
that's life works,
everything I need.
We all struggle.
Everything I need.
Just remember, if you're not where you wanna be in life,
you are on the way there, though. Everything happens eventually. Like Proverbs 30:8-9 says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. But give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and still and dishonor my God." Oh, man. Tell me y'all can't relate to that, man. Come on, man. That's why I say everything I need. Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Well, where are we going to go from here, though?
Touch the sky, touch the sky.
And I can't touch the sky, like,
touch the sky, touch the sky.
There's too much
for my past that. Ever since I was a child with big dreams, he planned that. Looking back, I see God behind scenes, he stand back. Watching from a distance, sin seems relentless. Falling face flat, disciplined by life lessons. Country boy bound, learn to hustle, quick money. Dumb it downtown, fast talking, doc ripping, running. Brought me out to Vegas, chasing Hollywood dreams. That sin city living, raising dollar bill fiends. Waking up next to women, can't recall the night last. Staring at my reflection, can't recall a life past. Thinking, am I too far gone? This can't be life. Devil got me hostage, what's the ransom price? Living day to minute, clock ticking, where the years went. So many dark nights, hard to see the light piercing through a heart made of stone. I hope he got a plan for me. Reborn in Christ to the man you see. Now hands up,
touch the sky, touch the sky.
If you surrender your life, get your hands up.
Touch the sky, touch the sky.
Reborn in Christ, get your hands up.
Touch the sky, touch the sky.
New life in him, get your hands up.
Touch the sky, touch the sky.
Your hands up, get them up, get them up. New life, resurrected, a miracle when I speak. New soul and Holy Spirit where fear and faith meet. Colliding like two trains, searching through remains. In Christ we persevere through pain, life is gained. Look inside yourself where the Holy Spirit resides. Realizing everything you fear comes from lies. Put your hands in the sky, a symbol of surrender. Just a moment in time, I'm sure you will remember forever.
Spirit is alive, you can feel it inside. While most will deny, from the truth they will hide.
Full of lust for idols like it's the last days. Outcast by past friends from back when. Dead in the flesh, consumed by life's passions. Soon to be judged by the king, heap the throne. This is why we preach the word, we bring him home. Chronicle return, we celebrate with angels. Lift up his name in praise, we thank you.
Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop.
Now available for free download as well as donation
at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay.
Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
Listen up. If you got something that you wanna advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com.
We offer
splash and background page,
banners,
Twitter blast,
and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast.
Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices.
You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out.
So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today.
Hello, sorry I'm late.
Quick, get in here, he's almost here.
Who's almost here?
You said you were having problems. I made an appointment with someone who can help you.
Really? So who is it?
God.
You made an appointment to talk with God?
Yes. Oh, he's here, quick, go, 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 come on, say something.
You don't need an appointment to talk to God.
We don't have much time, tell him your problems.
Bob, I can talk to God anytime.
Come on, you only have a few seconds, we can talk about this later.
This is silly.
Oh! He's gone.
He's not gone. God is always around.
Okay. So have you talked to God about your problems?
Well, no.
Frank, if you believe God is always ready to listen, then how come you haven't talked to him?
Well, I've been busy.
That's why I made an appointment for you.
I don't need an appointment. I can talk to God anytime.
But Frank, you never do.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Are you taking God's presence for granted? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
All right, that was Touch the Sky on Yada the King Radio, man. I'm joined by two that just joined together. You know what I'm saying? Amy mm-hmm. T and Barnabas. Say what's up to all the people right now, man.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, people.
Good to be here.
Hey, man, I'm excited to have you guys here. The way we get things started on Yada the King Radio, we always start with the testimony, man. So I want about 2.5 minutes of testimony from each of you, man. And we're going to start with the alphabet. It starts with Amy T. Amy, talk to me real quick about how you came to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior.
Well, so my name is Amy T. The way I became a follower of the Lord, I was pretty young when I accepted the Lord at first. I was a young Christian girl. I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor my whole life of a non-denominational church. So I was pretty influenced in the church my whole life. I grew up going to church, being in musicals, being in choir, hearing the Bible from a really, really young age. And I do remember having a real sensitive heart to the Lord. When I was young, I started writing songs when I was like probably 8 or 9 and just, you know, loving to sing about Jesus. But I also was kind of the type of girl, I had a real rebellious spirit. So I went through my life and had my fair share of struggles. I went to Christian school pretty much my whole life, but then I transferred into a public school. I was real easily conformed by people and by influences and got into some, you know, interesting crowds and, you know, messed around with drinking and going to parties and being in relationships and doing things outside of marriage. And, you know, it was just I just got into quite a bit of trouble, actually. And, you know, I still went to church and I still had a tender heart toward the Lord. So I wouldn't say that I ever turned my back on him fully. I wasn't living for him for quite a bit of time there in my teen years and a little bit early college. But, you know, God kept a real, like, secure grip on me and didn't let me wander totally far away. I think I came to the realization that, you know, living for him was what I wanted when I was in my early 20s. And I just knew that a life without him and a life without hope and a life without knowing that I was going to be with him for eternity was empty, and just the thought was depressing. So I would say I really started getting more serious about my faith in my second or third year of college. And since then, you know, I've had a little bit of ups and downs and with relationships and stuff, and I made a lot of mistakes, but I came back around and the Lord's just really have an amazing effect on my life. And now I would say, you know, being older, I'm almost 30 now, and I love living for him. I love doing things that you know, give him glory. And no matter what it is, I became a registered nurse for my occupation, and just being able to share with patients that the Lord is there for them, and it just gives me so much more purpose than, you know, going for whatever I was swayed by in my past. And so I'd say that's definitely when I became solid about my faith, was my early college years. But and then I met my husband a couple years ago, and that's just been like an increasingly taking me to new heights with my relationship with God. And I don't want to, you know, like say he, you know, somebody else was the reason I am a Christian. It's not, but God is so good to bring people into our lives that partner with us. And obviously marriage is a huge thing for that.
I saved her.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of.
No.
A little bit. Okay, who knows where I would have been.
Yeah.
No, Jesus saved me, but he really provided for me in that way. And so now we're happy just pursuing music together, and in my work just being a light whenever I can, and in the setting that I'm in outside of work. So that would probably be my testimony in a short nutshell. But
she has the gift of relationship. She can make friends with anyone.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel? Talk to me, man. How did you come to know God?
Well, I came to know God. I was raised by in a Christian home when I was about 6 years old. I accepted the Lord from my mom. She led me to Christ, and shortly after that, my dad actually left our family. He was struggling with a lot of things and ended up just leaving. So my parents eventually got a divorce. So I was seriously, my mom totally just like took over. She was just amazing, raised us in the Lord's ways, taught us the Bible, taught us the gospel, the importance of being in church, of just serving God. And from a young age, I really just had that in my heart. I knew God was real. I really wanted to serve Him sincerely. And so I really just gave my all. But I didn't really have, a solid relationship as years went on. As I got a little bit older, I started to hang out with different crowds and just kind of, you know, want to blend in, wanting to fit in different places. And I especially noticed it in high school, especially when I started playing hockey. Not that I compromised a ton. I didn't go partying and do all this crazy stuff, but I just noticed being in that group of people all the time, I just got really lukewarm, kind of just stagnant, wasn't really like going for it. And so I just remember struggling with a lot of different things, just acceptance. During that time, I struggled a lot with pornography and just not being in the light, because there wasn't really anyone holding me accountable, because I was always with the hockey guys and not just coming to church every once in a while. So just living in the darkness. But then I remember after I got injured, I moved away to play hockey in Oregon, and I came back home to my home church and just asked if I could get involved and help out with the youth. And my youth pastor, Shane, let me go on the winter retreat. And ever since then, I kind of just rededicated my life to the Lord and asked for Him, His Spirit, to fill me and use me. And I just got heavily involved in church and started leading worship, started teaching, started just pretty much pouring myself into the church, which led to a staff position, which led to me kind of assisting in pastoral work. And then God just kept opening doors, opening up the door to Bible college. And then this desire for music just came up, and pretty much all history. Met Amy through Bible college, and God just totally just pulled me out and guided me to where I needed to be. So
praise God, man. We're going to go to you guys' first song right here. Yeah. Be Hot. Talk to me about this real quick.
Be Hot. I wanted to actually just in this song talk about just being an on-fire Christian and how it's really easy to get lukewarm, especially when, like I explained, the situation I was in hockey, just kind of being around people who don't really build you up, people who aren't following the Lord. And so Jesus says in Revelation, He'd rather us be hot or cold, not lukewarm. And so it's just an encouragement for us to really go all out for the Lord and not hold back.
Amen. Let's hop into this. Yada the King Radio with Barnabas and A-E-T. We'll be back. We're in a second. Here we go.
No getting lukewarm, I gotta stay hot. I've been bought with a price by Christ, He paid a lot to keep me on the top, blameless and perfect. Been purchased by His blood without blemish or spot. Keep me passionate for You, cause many times I'm not. Forget the quicksand, keep me firm on the rock. I wanna follow You consistently and never stop. I look to You, Jesus, You the one leading the flock. Flesh can make me flop, Jesus, please don't let it hide my joy and make your boy apathetic like Spock. Connect the dots, help me live out the things that I'm taught. So when I say I'm Christian, people won't be shocked. I need to be awakened, and I ain't talking shots. A caffeine, You need to be everything that I got. Do more than intervene my plans, Lord, be my plot. Keep me going 110, keep me hot.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot.
For the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot.
For the Lord.
For the Lord.
I'm a man of
fire. Just call me Denzel, heated by my Messiah, more than the flames of hell. Jesus can take me higher, cause he's Emmanuel. I got a new name waiting, but for now it's Josh Donnell. Hot from the block, placed on the rock, spitting this Christian hip hop. Came from my pops, not gonna stop, repping Christ
to the beat of the drum.
Thought you never see me, man. Now you wanna be me, fam? Let's get one thing straight for sure, that I'm a part of Jesus' clan. Yes, cause he's the God that I love. Yes, his spirit comes from above. Bless, he caught me just like a glove. Rest in peace, it falls like a dove. Back in the day, lived out of control. Lukewarm living, it gripped my soul. Obsessed with cars and getting swole. But Christ came in and slowed my roll. Jesus said, pull over, bro. Let me just take full control. I'll fill your life and heat you up till your cup overflows.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot.
Be hot.
For the Lord,
for the Lord,
be hot, be on fire for the Lord,
for the Lord,
be hot,
be on fire for the Lord,
for the Lord,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot, for the Lord,
for the Lord.
So basically what I'm trying to say, we need to live to put the Christ on display each and every day, and acknowledge him in all of our ways. Make it straight like John the Baptist would say. I ain't trying to play. Don't hide your faith like you live in a cave. Bring it out and be bold, man, it's time to obey. Come on, let's worship him in holy array. There's no being cold and boring like the ice in a tray. Let's go, let's fight for what we know is true. Come on, ignite, let the Holy Spirit move. He wants to use you in ways you never knew. The Lord is on the move, see what he can do in you. Life's too short, make the most of your time. You need to thrive and abide in the one true vine. And bearing fruit, because that is a sign that you are truly his. Let's be hot all the time.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot, be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot, for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be on fire for the Lord.
For the Lord.
Be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
be hot,
for the Lord.
Way, truth, life, hey, bank on.
World full of concrete jungle, you can skate on.
And I can rip a sick kick flip, you can hate on.
Check God never, he owns what we play on. Be God never, he's real, no fake on.
I'll define purpose right here, hold my crayon. My citizenship's not here, I ain't wake on.
I'm living to see him on his throne. One day this all gon' pass me gone. He lives forever on and on. He's risen, this is now my
don't believe it, you should probably go check. I've been commissioned.
mission to train up leaders to train up kings, and teach them nothing more powerful than the name of Jesus. With all that's said and done and everything is over, let it not be said nobody ever told you.
I'm living to see him on his throne. One day this all gon' pass, be gone. He lives forever on and on. He's risen, this is now my home.
All right, we are back with Barnabas and Amy T chopping it up, man. We're going to talk about the ministry that you guys are both involved in. You guys are, just share with me, man. Barnabas, you were talking a little bit about the ministry you were in. After that, we want to hear what Amy T does as far as ministerial work.
Yeah, well, I'm, right now I'm currently a full-time assistant pastor at Calvary Fellowship in Mount Lake Terrace, and so what I do is I assist Pastor Wayne and just help him out with what he needs to do, preparing for services and stuff like that. But I teach for the college group, and I also lead worship. I'm one of the main worship leaders. Also coordinate all the outreaches like concerts, school outreaches. Yeah. We do Westlake outreaches in the summer. We go down to the Westlake Center and just set up our sound system and have bands, rappers, and just hand out sandwiches and water and just preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And so coordinating all that stuff, and also actually coordinating the men's ministry as well. So just being in contact with all the men's groups leaders, and making men's events and trying to figure out how to get all the guys involved. So kind of a little bit of everything, as well as facility work.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge blessing. But also, just my huge passion for rap, and just spreading the gospel through songwriting, making beats through rap music, rap and hip hop. Wayne has a huge heart for that, so he always gives me a place to use that at church, and also gives me the ability and allows me to go away and do things and at other churches or other venues. He really supports me, so it's really cool having an awesome pastor who does that and believes in what I'm doing and in my dreams and goals. So yeah, it's a blessing.
That's what's up. Amy T, how about you? How did you get involved in even the music, and what other areas are you involved in?
Yeah, so I've been pretty musical all grown up, in musicals and choirs and helping with worship and stuff at my church. And you know, writing my own music growing up, but I always looked at it kind of as a hobby, and I kind of did fun stuff. I wrote birthday songs for people a lot, and I did songs at my schools. I sang at my graduation in high school, different stuff like that. And I always looked at it as a hobby, just for fun. And then when I met Dan, I knew that he was, you know, starting to do his own Christian rap, and he was making his own beats and writing his own songs and different things. And he really encouraged me to step out and do stuff a little more seriously and write more serious songs. And so that's when I started doing it a little more for real. And after, you know, we wrote a song together before we were dating and stuff, a hip hop song. And he invited me to come do it at different school events and church events that he was invited to randomly, and
yeah.
So I just try to go whenever I could, and since then it's just, you know, it's been a slow progression. We've been getting more professional in our sound and you know, getting more just experienced, I guess, in writing music and also in performing whenever we get asked. And so that's kind of how I've been involved, and now you know, I'm pursuing finishing my own album that has a little more of my own sound, and with Dan helping me because he produces his own beats and stuff. So that's just been become a huge passion for me, and it's been really fun. And it's such a fun style of music anyway. And just to sing about what the Lord's done in your life and to rap about it. Rap is so fun because you can say so much in a short amount of time. And then I'm also a registered nurse. I work as a nurse on the, that's kind of my main occupation. And then I also coach basketball. I played basketball all through my life. And so those are two areas where I see as ministry opportunities as well, just to be, you know, a strong light and a woman who lives for the Lord. And you know, it's been fun. I feel a good spot in my life, and music just adds to that. It's such a bonus for me. I feel just really lucky to even be able to do it. So
Yeah. Well, you guys, they got a movie called Love and Basketball. You guys could be a sequel to that with Love and Music, you know. So
yeah,
that's pretty.
We saw that movie when we were dating.
Yeah, we did. So I made him watch it.
You made him watch it. He was like, "Yo, watch this," because yeah. So I could show you some moves and stuff like that. So let's talk exactly. about, man, just the why hip hop music. Why? That's a question I like to ask a lot of artists. Yeah. Why hip hop?
I think for me, like, and when I, for my ministry with hip hop and rap, like I didn't grow up in the ghetto. I wasn't in any gangs.
Right.
I didn't really have like a background that a lot of these Christian rappers do, like Thizzle and Lecrae and Flame and those guys. And so I wasn't raised with that kind of music, but I was in a time in my life, where I was listening to Flame and Thizzle and those guys, and that music just really spoke to me at a perfect time in my life, and it just really hit me in a unique way that I've never been hit before with the truth and with music like that. And so I was really inspired by that music, and it really spoke to me. And so ever since then, I've really had a big heart for that music, because I thought, you know, if it spoke to me in that way, I can do that same thing to other people. And so I just really got into listening to that a lot, and then I started making my own beats in high school, because I just really had a passion for that music. And so I started teaching myself how to make beats, and so I just did that a lot, and then worked on lyrics and just a little bit here and there, started improving and started to really just fuel everything I was learning in my walk with God and time in the Word and experience, and just using that to artistically display and show to people what God can do in people's lives. And like Amy was saying, it's just a unique way. Rap is such a unique style of music, because it's really bold in the delivery.
Right.
And so you can really just hammer things home, and the emotion is usually just really raw and just really heartfelt. And you can say a lot in a three minute song.
Yeah. Condensed, a full message packed in 3 minutes. Amy T, I want to know, who is your target audience? Who are you trying to reach? I mean, especially you saying you grew up as a girl in the church girl.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to reach?
Yeah, so I've really been trying to figure that out since, you know, over the last even year, just as taking music more seriously and figuring out, okay, who do I, if someone's listening to me, who's going to be like, I like that girl, I like her music, I want to listen to it more. And so I'm finding definitely, you know, young ladies like college age, or, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm trying to be like, oh, I want to reach the young youth girls. That's not like my total goal, is not to be just like a pop star, although I am like a sucker for pop music. I listen to Backstreet Boys and Katy Perry and stuff like that, but only because I like the melodies.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little teeny bopper-ish, I'd say. But definitely to reach young ladies. Obviously I am a woman, so it's, I can't think, oh, tons of guys are gonna follow me in my music. So
right.
I'd say I just want to, I want, you know, young girls to know, and, you know, guys too. I want my music to be something that can extend across age gaps, and I want, you know, older people to appreciate it, appreciate the lyrics, catch on to the tunes. I definitely have I really like catchy upbeat style. So I'm really just trying to put out music that I feel really proud of, and just see whatever happens, wherever the Lord takes that. I don't really have like a target audience per se, but whoever loves it, I really appreciate, honestly.
Yeah.
And I do like catchy music though, so I try to put out catchy stuff.
That's what's up, man. Barnabas, real quick, you're a producer. Your wife was saying it a couple times, like, he makes his own beats. Like, she was like, holler at him, you know, he makes his beats. So talk to me, man, how did you get involved in making beats?
Well, I just always wanted to make my own music, and I didn't know how. And so I had this friend who I played hockey with who introduced me to this thing called Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of gave me the program and walked me through it. And I started off with techno beats. But then when I started to be more influenced by hip hop and rap, I quickly changed and just started making all rap beats. And so I pretty much, after he showed me the basic things, I pretty much taught myself how to make beats. During Bible college, I went to Calvary Chapel Bible College, and Cap Deuce was there for a little bit, and also Javon Washington. And so they were kind of rising up in the hip-hop scene, the Christian hip-hop scene. And Javon was a producer, and so he kind of critiqued my beats and showed me little things here and there. And so being around guys like that helps to really excel and to improve. And so from then on, I just really kind of learned that in order to make good beats and to make good music, you have to have a good ear for what good music is. And so I'll just listen to music all the time and just see or grab onto things that I really liked in production and try to imitate it. And when I would make beats, and so just learning, you know, different fills, how to have different parts like bass line, chords, lead lines, all that stuff, fading in and fading out, transitions, just improving on that throughout the years. And so yeah, I've just really had a huge passion to make beats. And I progressed to this program called Reason, and I've been using Reason, and Amy actually just got me Reason 6.5 for Valentine's Day. So
happy Valentine's.
I know. Woo! So I've been doing that like every day. Yeah. So I'm just crazy. I get in the zone when I make beats. I just can't stop.
That's what's up, so, man.
Reason 6 is new Valentine.
You say what?
Reason 6 is his new Valentine.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We'll talk about that later. Let's do this. Amy T, tell me about this song, I Just Know, featuring you with Barnabas.
So, we collabed on this song. Dan had the beat kind of already made, and I loved it because I really like the more upbeat little techno drum line, bass line, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I actually wrote it based on, I'm a nurse, and I worked as an oncology nurse, so I worked with cancer patients for 3 years. And I had this one patient who was terminal. He was dying of colon cancer that had spread everywhere, and he was like 34. And he had amazing faith, and he was pretty much on his deathbed from the moment I met him. And he was a really strong believer. And he would just tell me, Amy, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying that I am healed completely because I want to be here. I don't feel like it's my time to go. So up until the point, he actually just died like a month ago.
Wow.
And so this song is just about knowing that your faith is solid no matter what your circumstances are. You just know that God's going to be faithful to you. And even through his death, I believe that God has come through with that promise for him and his family, and
yeah,
he does for us. We don't know. We're just finite creatures that can't comprehend, but that song is about that. Just I just know that he's faithful, and he's going to come through for us in whatever way his will is. So,
man, I like that. Real life. Let's check it out. Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life.
It's hard to know exactly where life may be taking you. Feeling beat down, defeated, it's breaking you. Get some bad news and it rips your heart open. Now you feel like your world is shattered and broken. And you try to see the best, but only see the worst. Keep your eyes up, you see the downside first. Hoping for tomorrow, but struggling today. And you pray and you hope that it's all gonna be okay.
Oh, 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 oh.
See the trend, yeah, once again.
how you bring me through. You're with me to the end, even when it doesn't seem like you're with me then. And there's no way out of the mess I'm in. I take a pause and I recall how you've been faithful time and time again. So get a clue, God knows it all. There ain't no news, your situation, your desperation, the state that you're in, he already knew. Only planned a way out for you and a way to grow, homie, that's the truth. And don't forget his promise to work it all out for your good, cause that's what he'll do. Too many times we believe all the lies and assume that the worst will occur. We try to hope for the best, but we think in our minds I'm for sure it will lead to a pitiful demise. Never wanna make another doubtful assumption. I trust the Lord, I believe what his word says. In the fire pit, in the lion's den, in my lowest point, you were with me then.
Just some lyrics. This music with a purpose, man, let it move your spirit. This is freedom for the hearts that's doing lock up. A 50 year sentence with a life all boxed up. There's no gimmicks, I practice, I believe. Try me like I'm playing, cause I live what I speak. I'm the hope, man, no I'm not the dope, man. Love for the block when it's murder that she wrote, fam. I don't condemn, I'm here to drop gems. The truth in Christ and we all need him. So bring it back, homie, strictly about the facts. Homie, want a couple stacks, but it's only money. Oh yes, I'm driven, by hope is what I'm living. Please don't get it twisted, I hope you didn't miss it. So bounce, it was love that got me out. I rep hard for the king and that's no doubt. Go! I hope you get this. It's more than just some lyrics. Return of the realness from the start to the finish. No doubt, we tryna walk it out. Feel this in your speakers or you can just bounce. Bounce. This love is impeccable. When we disrespectable, the Lord holds us legible. Grace. Lord, you see me. I once was blind, but now I see. No other options. No, I'm not flopping. I'm going down a lane and I'm not stopping. Had me flipped and cursed just like I flipped this verse. This time around, brother, you gon' see me work. Yeah. Come on back and get it now. Up so high to the sky, they could never bring me down. Trumpet sound, golden crown, that is how it's going down. I can't wait until he coming back and give me wow. So, play this in your speaker box. The bass down low, man, that's gonna make them speakers wop. Drop, and I ain't talking about your body. My hands up high, cause Jesus saved somebody. Hey. So I hope this doesn't miss you. Dealing with this life, cause we all got some issues. Man, I really hope you get it. See,
You the reason why I spit it. I hope you get this. It's more than just some lyrics. Return of the realness from the start to the finish. No doubt, we trying to walk it out. Feel this in your speakers or you can just bounce. Bounce. This love is impeccable. When we disrespectable, the Lord holds us legible. Grace, Lord, you see me. I once was blind, but now I see.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
We define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
Real hip-hop. The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com. The online source for holy hip-hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com? Where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian hip-hop radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip-hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip-hop site. Rapping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip-hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online.
The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, that's the homie Elon Brio. The song is called "I Hope You Get This," and that's real life. We gotta hope somebody gets the gospel that we especially when we're doing music, man. We don't just do music for just to say, hey, I'm an artist. You know, we do it to really reach people, man. And that's what's up. That's what I appreciate about Barnabas and Amy T. Since I first met them, I was like, oh man, this is pretty cool. You guys are cool people, and they serious about church, their church as well, man. They're planted in their church. And that's what's up. I'm gonna ask a fun fact, and we're gonna do the rest of the fun facts later on our Yada Da King app. But look, check it out. We were going on a shopping spree. Amy T, what are you gonna get? You can get whatever you want. What are you gonna get, Amy T? And Barnabas is paying for it.
I think I might get. This sounds weird, but I think I want a new car. Is that weird?
No. Hey, there's nothing wrong with wanting a new car. What kind of car, though? You can't just say a new car.
I know. Okay, so I'm not like, I don't like super nice cars, but I think I'll get, I have a Hyundai right now, and I really like my Hyundai, so I think I get the newest Hyundai that's available, because they actually look like luxury cars, but they're only like $12,000. So
yeah.
I think if I had, like, somebody gave me a bunch of money and I could go on a spree, that's what I might do.
All right. You guys know what you could bless her with. What about you, Barnabas?
This is a big, big want, but I would say a new house. And this is my dream. I want a house that has a place where I can have my own studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's always been my dream. Just go out in the shed. Don't have to worry about annoying or waking up the neighbors, but just get in that studio and just cranking up the beats and just getting to work.
Yeah, that's what's
awesome.
Up. Hey, I'm with you guys on a house and a car. I need one, man. I maxed out the seats in my car now, so I'm like, hey, man, God, you know my desire. Look, let's do this, man. We're going to get on the topic of the day, man. And the topic of the day today is all about revival.
It's a word that we hear a lot in churches. I haven't really heard it lately, but you know, sometimes we have phases of a revival. When we hear the word revival, Amy T, what does that mean to you, revival?
It just, to me, it means coming, you know, your life looks the same, like your aspirations and everything looks the same, but inside and inwardly, you just have an extreme new excitement and passion for your walk with the Lord. And it's something that, you know, goes, you know, under something that you could see physically. It's like an inward fire or something that, I mean, that's what it is for me. Whenever I feel like I'm having a revival, it's always this inward joy that I can't contain. I'm so excited about what's going on in my life, what God's doing in my life, where He's taking me. Even if things aren't, you know, amazing things aren't happening outwardly in my circumstances, it's definitely an inward thing. So
yeah.
Revival to me is a lot. It means inwardly almost 100%. I mean, it'll manifest in an outward way, but I would say that's what that word makes me think of.
Barnabas, who needs a revival? Who would you say needs revival? Is it people in the church? Is it people outside the church? Because I sometimes I don't know if people really know who the revival is for.
Yeah.
Well, I would say I think every believer in Christ needs revival every single day.
Mm.
I think we need personal revival, fresh, just being going to the Lord daily, having time with Jesus, and just having the Spirit just fill you and just renew you for each day.
I like that.
I think there's a verse in Ephesians that talks about, he pretty much says, wake up, O sleeper, arise.
Mm.
It's not that they're spiritually dead, it's just they're spiritually sleeping. And so I think there's a lot of Christians that are sleeping and not really just fully giving into the Holy Spirit. The Spirit wants to fill you and use you in amazing ways. And He is a person of the Trinity that gives gifts, that produces fruit in your life, that just really empowers you to do all you need to do to serve God. And so I believe revival is needed, like I said, for every Christian. But what it looks like is when the Spirit is filling you every day, and you're just going in God's strength, not your own.
Mm.
And you're not relying on yourself, on what you're good at your talents, but you're allowing God to just work through you and empower you.
Yeah. Amy T, what about when should we be revived? I heard Barnabas say every day. I guess, what's some signs that we need to be revived? Since you're a nurse, you know, you might even have some nice little, you know, stuff to go with that.
Yeah, I think, well, translating from physical revival, when somebody needs a revive, they're pretty much dead or missing some vital function, like breathing or their heart beating. So that includes a very drastic revival, that something that's an emergency. And I think that spiritually speaking, I think we don't often look at it as much like an emergency, but you know, when we're getting apathetic or you know, struggling in our lives, or our church isn't, you know, going out and doing stuff to reach out to the community of people who don't know the Lord at all, it's like, that to me speaks that we need more action. We need more people rushing to aid in this revival. And it doesn't just happen in the walls of our church. It happens with coming together and being excited, like, you know, we're a team, we're working together to initiate that revival to people that we don't know, we've never met. And that's why it's cool, because our church is real big on outreach and getting out into the community and going on missions. And that makes you want to be revived yourself. And then it also teaches you how to be equipped in order to meet the needs of people who need revival that don't really realize that they need the Lord. And I think that's the biggest thing to me, that coming together as a church body and for revival.
Amen. Barnabas, man, I'm going to ask you this real quick, man. Just personally, what happened when you were revived, when you experienced the revival in your own life?
I would say I really noticed, I truly feel like recently I just experienced a type of revival where I just had a complete change of attitude.
Mm.
Just things I was kind of having a bad attitude about just at work or in my relationship with Amy or with God, just kind of being a downer about things and kind of just not really being positive.
Yeah.
The Lord really helped bring joy. I was just really praying for me to have a better attitude, to be joyful and be at peace. And it's just like the craziest sense of peace that God gives you. And on top of that, I would say at work, just more of a willingness to do things for the Lord, and just not being restricted, not being lazy, but kind of just being more awake and more aware of what God is doing, and just being alert and ready to just kind of move.
Yeah,
that's how I'd explain it.
How about you, Amy T? You shared your testimony about growing up in church, Christian school, but you needed to be revived. What happened in your life when that happened to you?
I definitely was apathetic a lot. I mean, just kind of like, I don't care. I've heard this a million times. You know, it personally didn't affect me inwardly to where I took pride in my relationship with the Lord, and I had it all wrong pretty much. And God just woke me up through showing me that it's not because, you know, I've heard it 1,000 times, like it didn't even like penetrate my heart at all. So once it did, and once I realized what the Lord did for me, how he sacrificed for me, how he has an incredible plan for me, and it doesn't matter that I grew up hearing it all my life or, you know, had an amazing transformation from out of, you know, a really hard situation, the truth of it is, can revive anyone out of any circumstance. And I'd say, you know, apathy and that, you know, kind of attitude where you have grown up hearing it, I would say is dangerous as well, because you don't, you know, you think that you have a relationship with the Lord. You think, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, or I'm just gonna, whatever, this stuff doesn't really affect me very much. But, you know, you gotta like penetrate past that stuff and let God, because he does have an amazing plan for you. And I've just seen that in my life. You know, now being a pastor's kid and just, but now having my own walk and my own types of ministry that, now, I love my parents and I owe so much to them, but like I initiate things in my Christian walk, and I have my own relationship with the Lord. So that that's kind of how it speaks truth to me, just being revived. And I need it all the time too, just like Dan was saying, a daily revival. But every time I get it, it's like, it's a new thing that God, it's such an amazing adventure and journey to have a relationship with Jesus. So.
Amen, amen. That's what's up. I'm going to talk about revival later on in this episode. And some of you might need to be revived, man. We would love to pray with you. Go ahead and give us a call, 425-243-4285. Some of you might be feeling lethargic, like they said. Some of you might be feeling down in your walk with God, or things just haven't been the same, man. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to expect God to move in your life, amen. We're going to go to this next song, Satisfy, featuring Matt Roberts. Barnabas, talk to me about this one right here, man.
Yeah, Satisfied. I've been let down a lot in my life, and I would say because of a lot of times it was high expectations that weren't realistic. And so I think the heart for this song was really displaying an inward struggle that I had with being satisfied with so many things that let me down, and just really bringing out the truth that nothing can truly satisfy you except for Jesus, and that everyone has a void, an empty space that is only meant for God to fill. And so it's an encouragement that we need to find our satisfaction in Jesus Christ and go to him number one. So I have my brother Matt Roberts singing on the hook, and he pretty much kills it. He's good.
That's what's up. Let's get it in. Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
There's so many things I go to all the time, trying to make a way that they can satisfy my desire. When in the moment it may seem fine, like it meets a need of mine, but in the end I'm left feeling empty inside. I try and try to find satisfaction without Christ in the center. That will never happen. Help me to take some action and not trust a lie, but trust in you and know that you alone can satisfy. I'm done with following my selfish ways of sick and wrong. That's why I'm reaching out and longing for you with my own. Transform me from within, I need internal change, because right now it seems my heart just doesn't have the range. Refusing to go deep, I'm staying surface level. These fake escapes I run into are only bringing trouble. I need your spirit double so I can abide in you. Instead of collide, I throw down my pride and be satisfied in you. Now I'm trusting God, I see a change. Gave my life to Him and I surrender everything. It's strange, but that's the way it works. Though I don't understand, I trust in Him to meet my needs, cause I am in His hand. And He knows what I need, every single thing. What a loving Father, how He greatly cares for me. Lord Jesus, now I see truly that Your ways are perfect. Let me go to You for every need, I know You're worth it. And I know that nothing here will ever work. Everything upon this earth will fail and let me down for sure. Even friends and family will disappoint. Prized possessions can be stolen or broken. Do you see my point? The feelings too can change from mood to mood. My appearance and my body, they will get old too. And the accomplishments I make can fade with age. That's why I put my hope in Jesus Christ, cause He will never change. Trying to do my own thing, Jesus, I confess I'm wrong. I want to give my all to You, Lord, right now. I lay it down at Your feet, change my life now. Destroy the idols that I substitute for You daily. I don't want to go to them again, they only fail me. That's why I need You, You're the only one who's true. I want to serve You, Jesus, You're the one I choose.
Why should we rush this? When favors on a milli, that's 1 million. You dig?
Why should we rush this when our favors on a milli?
Alright.
Why should we rush this if our favors on a milli?
I'm on a milli. I'm sitting on a milli. Sitting on a milli. Sitting on a milli.
Yeah. Why should we rush this when my favors on a milli?
Why should we rush it?
Why should we rush this when my blessings on a milli? Why should we rush this? My favorite's on the
shorty, so
favorite's on a million. It's on a million.
It was clear to see that we're digging, we even blind could see that we got chemistry. See my days on pause, if you don't call, I'm in the studio, wondering where you are. Girl, you're so fine, I gotta press rewind to gain control of my foolish mind. Yes, we are blessed enough to say no to sex. Let's pass the test and let God do the rest.
I should be restless when my faith is on the
million.
I should be restless when my blessings on
my
the million.
My daddy's gone,
I should be restless when my faith is on the
million.
My faith is on the million. It's on a million.
Yeah.
I should be restless when my faith is on the
million.
I should be restless when my blessings on
my
the million.
My daddy's gone,
I should be restless when my faith is on the million.
It's not your booty, girl. It's your beauty, girl. Instead of rocking worlds, girl, I minister. Wanna be your man, and with God's hand, my faith will take a stand and keep on our pants.
The world says knock it down. My God says slow it down. Flesh says it's just for night. My God says that's your life. My blessing is too great. I can't participate. No rush to climb the walls. Favors a million.
Why should we restless when my faith is on?
Why should we rest the flow?
Why should we restless when my blessings on?
My daddy's got me ready.
Why should we restless when my faith is
on a million?
It's on a million. I should be restless when my
faith
is on a million. I should be restless when my blessings on
a million. My daddy's got me ready.
I should be restless when my faith is on a million. When my favors on a million, why should we rest this when my blessings on a million? Why should we rest this when my favors on a million?
Oh, yeah.
My favors on a million.
Oh, yeah.
It's on a million.
My daddy got me pretty.
Should we rest this
on a million?
My dance is on a million.
My favors
on a million.
My ship is
on a million.
My family's on a million.
So smooth with
time.
It's on a million. It's on a million. Why should we rest this when my favors on a million? When my favors on a million, why should we rest this when my blessings on a million? Why should we rest this when my favors on a million?
Yeah, all right, we back with Amy T and Barnabas. Man, Barnabas, you just came out with a project that I need the people to know about. Talk to me about this project, and then we're going to talk about Amy T's project coming out soon.
Yeah, I just came out with my first album, Jesus is Alive. And through this album, I wanted to really talk about the different aspects of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just how powerful it is to have a real personal relationship with Jesus, because he didn't just stay dead. He rose again, and he's working in our lives. And so it talks about just different aspects of that relationship. Really talks about him being alive, what that means in our life. And talks about not being religious, but focusing on the relationship. Talks about grace. Talks about forgiveness, how God forgives us when we sin. Let's see here. I'm looking at the songs. Oh, yeah. Talks about heaven as well. It ends with just the ultimate and final destination is a relationship with God face-to-face in heaven. So, yeah, it's real cool. It's a pretty diverse album. I produced all the beats for it, but I wanted to have each beat be really different. So
yeah,
pretty diverse, and it has some good brothers and sisters on there. Well, I can't say sister. My wife, Amy T's on it. Original, Josh Donnell, Matt Roberts. Am I missing someone? Oh, and Krista Thielen, that's right. Yeah, she sings on it. So,
yeah,
just some good people I've worked with in the ministry, and I really appreciate. So, yeah, it's a blessing to be able to have that out. So
where can they get that project from right now?
You can get it right now on iTunes. It's also available actually on Amazon and Spotify as well.
All right, so Daniel, and then what was the name of the project? One more time.
Jesus is Alive.
Jesus is Alive. Go pick that up. Amy T, we know you in the works right now. What's it looking like? You got a title for the project, and what's the expected timeline for it?
Yeah, so I'm working on my own project called This Joy, and I wrote the song This Joy 2.5 years ago or so, before I was even dating Dan, and just talking about how, you know, Christ is my ultimate joy, and I've wandered away from my relationship with Him, but ultimately nothing that can separate me from that, and no joy can be as intense as the joy that He gives me. So that's what the album is based on, and all the songs, it's going to be kind of a mix, so a little bit of electronic kind of upbeat style with singing and melodic singing and stuff, and then some rap for myself too, because I do really enjoy that. I like to sing as well. I don't find my identity just in rapping, but so hopefully we're thinking late summer, like July, to have a project done.
Dope. How can people get in contact with you guys on Facebook, Twitter? You got a website? Let me know how they can do that.
Yeah, we have a Reverb Nation page. It's reverbnation.com/Barnabas425. I'm also on Facebook, same thing, facebook.com/Barnabas425. And so, yeah, just mainly on the Facebook page and the Reverb Nation, and it has all the information on how to get the music and free downloads and stuff like that. So.
Okay, Amy T, any Twitter or anything with you, for you?
I don't do Twitter. I don't know why. I just never... but I am on Facebook, and my name is Amy LaFotu, because that's my married name. Definitely for right now I just kind of partner up with Him, but you know, in the future we'll see what happens.
That's what's up, man. So let's talk about we heard Amy T got the project coming out late summer. Barnabas, man, what's going on with you? What's coming up next?
I don't know if I can release this. Can I, Amy T? Okay. Well, I'm working on a secret project for the spring.
Certified.
It's
going to
be real quick. Yeah, but I want to do a little mixtape called Spring Cleaning.
And
so
like it's
just to talk about, you know, spring cleaning is a time where you kind of rearrange things. You have time to clean up things that you couldn't really pay attention to during the winter, all that kind of stuff. And so kind of the spiritual spin on that is taking time to kind of just clean up and just see where you are and reevaluate your walk with Christ and just where you are in life. And it's going to be a really kind of out mixtape of exhortation, and but it's kind of all things that I deal with that I need to be exhorted on too. So it's not right. just me like trying to rebuke everyone. It's things that I see I need to work on in my life as well. So yeah, that hopefully that's going to come out in late April. So.
All right. There we go, man. So you see what's popping off with them. Any shout outs you guys want to give out there to some of the people that may be listening or some of your family and friends?
Shout out to my mama.
Hey, shout out to my mom too, you know what I'm saying?
I would probably say just whoever listens to Yada the King, it's just we feel honored to have been asked to interview with you guys, and you know, just we love meeting so many different kinds of people. We're so glad that we crossed paths with Servant and his church, and you know, it's further away from our church, and that's what we love to do. We love to meet new people, different kinds of churches, different styles, and just share in this faith that we have. And just so you know that the Lord is always wanting a deeper relationship with you, and He promises so much revival, like we talked about, so much joy, like we also talked about. And even through the trials and the worst times in your life, He's faithful. And we, you know, that's our main mission with music, is just to express that the best way we can, and whatever opportunities God gives us to meet people and just collaborate in that, we're just so happy. So thanks for having us.
Amen. Yeah. Daniel, any last words from you, bro?
Yeah, just thankful to be on here and just serve the kingdom with people who just have a real heart to serve God. It's a huge encouragement. And I remember thinking before, like, why should I do Christian rap if there's already so many Christian rappers? But That's not how God works. He gives us gifts to use and to build each other up. And even though there's people in your area that are doing similar things to you, it's amazing, because that's just showing you that God's really at work, and he's giving people like-minded passion and unity. And so I'm just excited to be in a place where there's a lot of people just going hard for the Lord. And even though it doesn't seem like that, and people say, you know, Seattle is just spiritually whatever, dead and stuff like that, which is true. I mean, everywhere you go, there's always a need for Christ. But yeah, at the same time, there's lights out there shining, and so I'm really encouraged by that.
All right, man. So we gonna be back. I'm gonna be back. They're gonna be leaving, but we gonna get into this song right here, Level 316. Do it today. We'll be right back. God bless you.
I'ma do it today.
I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it today.
I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it today. Wake up in the morning, I've got all this on my mind. Stressing about everything that I did not get done in time. Well, let me be still for a minute. Make sure I am depending on your spirit. As soon as I hear it, 'cause all this hard work I do means nothing without you in.
I'ma do it today. Get on my knees and pule. That means prayer up in Hawaii, but to some that may sound kule. Don't take that L like Cool J, just wrap that up like Touche. Trust the Lord, step out on faith, and take advantage of this new day. 'Cause I can't count how many times that I sat in my room, sleeping my whole life away when I had so much more to do. So believe me when I say this, you and I can make this work. Let's trust the Lord and persevere, and step out even when it hurts.
'Cause I'm alive, don't mean that I'm living. I wanna do something with this life I've been given.
I'ma do it today.
Open my eyes, I don't wanna just survive. I know somewhere in the sky there is a ribbon.
I'ma do it today.
Yeah, I'ma do it.
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 I'ma
do it today.
Yeah, I'ma get it. No more procrastination. Jesus Christ, my motivation. My name's driving.
Watching TV at the crib. I done spent some days in same clothes from yesterday, but too much information. Yeah, I know procrastination, she be keeping me locked up, going back and forth in circles. What's the combination? Papa, I need you. Stuff pop up, then I don't seek you. I'm like Peter Parker shooting evil, more like Simon Peter. Can you wash my hands and feet too? Papa, I do my best to please you, 'cause I'ma do it today.
I hate to admit it, but I'm not always at my best. Putting things off for a tomorrow that never comes. Now I'm under all this pressure when I could do better, so I'ma do better, yeah. But I can't do it without you, so either way, day one's yours today.
Right now, I'm not gonna wait and put it off to tomorrow. I'ma do it today. No worry, no fear, regret. A new story, yeah, yeah. Give me your glory. My life is yours. I'ma do it today.
'Cause I'm alive, don't mean that I'm living. I wanna do something with this life I've been given.
I'ma do it today.
Open my eyes, I don't wanna just survive. I know somewhere in the sky there is a ribbon.
I'ma do it today.
Yeah, I'ma do it.
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 I'ma do it. I'ma do it today.
Yeah, I'ma get it. No more procrastination. Jesus Christ, my motivation. Keep me driven.
I'ma do it today.
Yeah. We're gonna have fun on this one, man. Ecclesia, let go. They say I'm gone. Come and get me. Going hard. Who going with me? Light it up. That's how I do this thing. 'Cause the Lord is coming back. Boomerang. They say I'm gone. If you got it and I
was Mike. Swagger at the house, I don't need it much. Spirit keep me on my toes like it's double dutch. Tryna hustle up, that's what I'm rapping for. Let the truth kill the bull like a matador. The beam slapping like a cat fight, so you can get your act right. You blew it like a bagpipe, still getting daily bread, though I put the bricks down. Same itch, came to light it up, put my switch down. Open word, examine what to fix, like a mix down. Cause life is like a vapor, guess we fixed down. World steady, steady, mean mugging, I ain't looking back. Ain't got time to try to figure what you looking at. Her figure, I ain't looking at, though mommy is a baddie. Stun her shades off, now I see her like my daddy. Hold it down for Cali, hold it up for the kingdom. Man, I'm going in, if they Twitter, I'm gon' bring them, get it. Demons feeding sweet and lies, I ain't eating. Cause whips and chains ain't never been freedom. Jesus through your speakers, tryna bring them out them body bags. Church throwing rocks, throw they snoozing like insomniac. All up in your trip, just fishing, call it noodling. Members just whine and whipper, call it poodling. World searching, searching for this power. Googling, my God, you the whole universe, just doodling. I be all up in the sun like I'm super tan. Cause he survived death, now who the man? And who the man, the one attempt to oppose it? Every knee must bow, and I ain't talking about proposing. My sins is covered, and I ain't talking about your Trojan. Keep my eyes to the clouds, and I ain't looking for explosions. He's coming, won't spare time, descending airline. So my cross on my back, yeah, I wear mine, and easy, but it got the flesh receding like a hairline. Believe me when I say I'm armed up, and I wear mine, and I never will tap. Snare line, get in high, spirit filled with a clear mind. Romans 8, 17, still in air, I'm hotter than the average. I ain't bragging either, it's just fire in my bones. Nah, it ain't because it's season, it's because it's reason why I'm pleading, begging you to change. Because the Lord is coming back, homie, boomerang. Man, I should keep going for him. You know what? I think we did enough damage today, man. We gon' let the beat ride. Matter of fact, let's bring it back. Let go. They say I'm gone. Come and get me. Going hard. Who going with me? Light it up. That's how I do this thing. Cause the Lord is coming back.
Shout out to the homie CJ Emulous right there. That's the track right there called Boomerang. I love that joint right there. Like a lot of the music we play, matter of fact, the only stuff I play is what I like. And if you got some music, go ahead and submit it to us, music@yattatheking.com. Or you can go to the website, yattatheking.com. There's a link for music submissions. Check it out, man. We're going to get it in on the topic of the day. But before I do that, make sure you guys go get the app. We got more from this interview. We got the fun facts, man, which is something that you do not want to miss. We talked about Barnabas and Amy T, what they get into, what they like, what they don't like. All that you did on Yatta the King Radio. But let's get on the topic of the day, revival. Revival is a thing that for years the church has prayed about. For years, you know, we pray that God would just revive the city. And a lot of times, for something to be revived, that means it, one, has to be dead. Or even on top of that, it had to have life at one point. So sometimes revival is for not just the outside world, but the people that are in Christ, man. There's times where you're going through the ups and downs of your Christianity walk. You know what I'm saying? You might feel like, oh man, I'm getting tired of doing this, doing that. And I'm going to just say, if you feel like that, the Bible says this, man. And this scripture encouraged me a lot. I've heard the word, the Lord actually speak this to me plenty of times, man. And he says, do not grow weary in doing well. What does that mean? When you keep on walking on the path of God, even though it seems like it's getting tiring and burdensome, do not stop. Do not quit doing what you have called to do. Paul talks about that plenty of times in Hebrews. Do not draw back. Do not stop. Keep on. He said you must have endurance. Endurance in this walk with God. Let's get back to revive. When we think about revival, what we should see when there's a revival is people recommitting to God at a higher level than they were before. Recommitting to God
And what does that mean to recommit to God? To get to a place where your life, your worship, your praise is fresh. All of us remember when we got saved and nobody could tell us nothing about God. You know, like we had it. We was ready to go in when it came to worship. We knew exactly how to worship because we gave our all. But then as time goes, sometimes worship is, oh man, well, I got these other things that are in my life and it's kind of preventing me from getting into worship. But I'm going to just tell you this. It's very important that you get into worship. It's very important that you get a fresh view of God. This is really what revival does. It gives you a fresh view of who God is. It erases all the doubts that you might have accumulated during the time, because we will accumulate doubt. We will accumulate doubt, but the word of God is how we defeat the doubt. Also, another way to see people revived is when unbelievers come to know Jesus Christ. People that we've been praying for years, they get to a place where they're like, hey, man, I'm ready to go ahead and give my life to God. I just had that experience, man. We've been praying for lives to be impacted at our church, lives to be touched, people to be saved. And people that we've been praying for years, they came and gave their life to God. And when you look at this, this is something that the believers have to see to make them want to keep on going. I'll tell you this, if you're a believer and you haven't seen somebody get saved, you're probably feeling like, man, is this for real? I don't know about you, but I'm one of them people that I want to see drug addicts, man, get saved. I want to see drug addicts get delivered, homosexuals delivered. Set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Anybody that is not living for God, I mean, and some of those are just the worst case scenarios that we would think of, but any sinner, man, that does not know Jesus Christ, I want to see them saved, man. I want to see them saved because it's going to revive me. It's going to make me want to go stronger for God, and also it's going to be able to bring more people into the kingdom of God, which is our is the Great Commission. That's our job, man. And I'm just going to encourage you, find somewhere that you go where you can share the word of God. It might be the same place that you go every day. The places that I always tell people, man, the bank, that's where I get a lot of people. And now, since I've been in the gym for the last 3 months, I've been praying over my church cards, handing them out. And that's not the only way that I minister to them. I actually have shared the gospel with a brother. And I pray that God send me people that I can share the gospel with. Send me somebody that's going to be open for us to, even though you know how it is today, man, everybody got headphones on, everybody in the gym, they zoned out, but God has been sending those kind of people, man. And for us to see that happen, that revives us. That makes us say, hey, man, we got to get going. We got to keep on doing what we do. And that's really what it is, man. It's all about that, man. And I'm going to just say this. If you need prayer, you feel like you're going through some things, man, and I know you guys hear me say this all the time, but give me a call, 425-243-4285, or text me, man. We would love to pray with you, love to strengthen you in your walk with Christ, man, and if you don't know Jesus, man, that's a way that you can get to know him. We would walk it through you over the phone, man, and see lives impacted and changed. You dig? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, and you tuned in to another episode of Yada the King. We'll be back next week. You dig? Life. I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaThatKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada That King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now.
on gospelnw.com.
Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV. AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unie-t.com.